I'm Eric Hodge from WUNC Music. There's a new Come Here and See episode of the Songs We Love podcast coming up after this.
When you need a break, check out WUNC Music. It's North Carolina Public Radio's music discovery radio stream.
Living just enough for the city.
It's an endless stream of hand-picked, locally sourced great songs.
You know you gotta dig in, dig into me.
Listen and learn more about it at WUNCmusic.org.
I'm Eric Hodge. This is WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast. All this year, we're asking people in the music community to pick a song they love that says something about our home state. It's part of our Come Here and See series. On this week's episode, Fonte Coleman talks us through the song Get On Up by Jodeci. They're from Charlotte.
I'm a Jodeci stan. I stand for Jodeci every day. I'm a Jodeci fanboy. I'm all things Jodeci. That's just what it is.
It sounds so good to me. You gotta get on up, get on up, baby.
Fonte Coleman is a founding member of Little Brother, one of North Carolina's most influential hip-hop groups. He's also an actor, podcaster, and a part of the Grammy-nominated group Foreign Exchange. And yes, he loves Jodeci.
First off, if you've never heard of Jodeci, welcome to the first day of your life. So let's just start there. Your life starts today, okay?
You gotta get on up now.
Say it again, Jodeci.
Get on up.
So what you're hearing is like a mixture of like hip-hop and gospel. And at that time, that was just something that, you know, when we heard it, we all rejoiced. It was like, yes, this is what we've been waiting for.
Ladies going to show, man. There's no need to be afraid. Friday night, let's all get paid. Positive is the attitude. Negative is not the move.
Jodeci formed in 1989, and at their core are two pairs of brothers, Devontae Swing, Mr. Dalvin, KC, and JoJo.
Like, they look like rappers. You know what I'm saying? They look, if you just saw them, a picture of them, they look like rappers. But they sang like gospel singers, you know? And so their sound was really, it spoke to a lot of us. It spoke to just a lot of kids around that time because, you know, particularly in the South, you had to go to church. Like, that was like, it was a non-negotiable. Your grandmother made you go to church. It wasn't, it's not a discussion. You're going, you know what I mean? When I heard Jodeci, it just sounded like just the kids that I grew up singing with in the choir, like the kids that would get the solos and, you know, and would just be singing, you know, just through the stratosphere.
Everything is all right. The atmosphere is so nice. The DJ is doing his thing. All the ladies shaking their booty. And the night's still young. And the party just begun.
Fonte says this song was a breakthrough single for the band. Up until this point, they'd been known for ballads and more mid-tempo songs, the slow groove.
So with Get On Up, that was the first time that they really mastered the kind of up-tempo, you know, song.
This song also solidified the fact that Jodeci had made it. They were bona fide stars, had hit singles, and were from North Carolina.
They were one of the first artists I can remember just seeing it. Like, when I was like, yeah, they from Charlotte. I was like, oh, like, Charlotte? I could, but I was like, they from Charlotte for real? Yeah, they from Charlotte. And that just blew my mind. And they were just a huge inspiration for me and just a lot of my buddies that were making music at that time, you know. They were the light. They were like, okay, if they did it, then I know we can do it.
This song came out in 1995. It was on Jodeci's third album and made it up to number 22 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It peaked at number 4 on the hip-hop and R&B charts. Fonte was in high school and just getting started dabbling in music.
At the time, I was making beats and just, you know, making little demos in my house or whatever. And the sample that they used was Velas by Quincy Jones, which is on The Dude, if I'm not mistaken. But it's basically a, it's just this like just quiet kind of piece that Toots Thielman, harmonica player. It's just sure. basically a harmonica solo.
Yeah.
And so I had sampled that in a beat in one of my just a little beat I had made.
Ahead of them.
I was ahead.
That's right.
And so I made just like a little beat or whatever, and then I heard Get On Up, and for me it was like confirmation that I had my ear on something good.
Beatmakers like Fonte love to dig through old albums and look for sounds they can lift and use to make new music. This is the original song by Quincy Jones that caught Fonte's ear. Here's how Jodeci used the sample. Did you catch that? Just in case, here again is the original from Quincy Jones. And here it is in Jodeci's song, Get On Up. Fonte says it's hard to overstate what a big deal this was when he heard this sample being used in this song. Here he was, a high schooler working by himself in his room, and he heard the same potential in those couple notes as Jodeci.
For me, that was the validation that, like, you know what, I might have a future in this music thing. Because, you know, because there are people that are, you know, far more talented and bigger than I am, but we're listening to the same things and hearing the same thing. And that was just a huge point of validation for me that I needed at the time. And so Get On Up was just, it was just one of those records. It was just a feel-good record. And I just remember hearing it for the first time. And one, the sample caught my ear. I was like, man, they use the same sample. And then after that, it was like, man, Jodeci, they finally got like they up-tempo game together. And that was just big for me.
Fonte has been making music ever since. He's perhaps best known for his work with Little Brother. That band has been on hiatus for much of the last decade, but they're reuniting. He, Pooh, and Ninth Wonder are getting back together later this summer to play the Hopscotch Festival in Raleigh. They did it last year as a surprise appearance at the Art of Cool Festival in Durham.
It's like we know we're like it's 20 years later, but it's almost like traveling into the future and standing in the same place at the same time, because that was our first time on stage. That was me and Pooh's first time on stage. God, like 9 years? Like easy. Durham is see the place where I reside at. The east side is the place where they ride at. Any vice to get high where you can buy that. Test some country boys wouldn't try that. Cause niggas is off the chain right here. It was weird because it's one of those things, like even though you haven't been on stage in so long, the minute you get on stage, it's like muscle memory takes over. And it's just like, okay, I remember. I mean, we've done this a million times. And me and Pooh in particular, you know, man, we just had done so many shows at the time we were touring. I mean, we used to just, it was relentless. And so the minute we got on stage, it was as if we hadn't missed anything.
Fonte Coleman and Little Brother are playing Hopscotch Saturday, September 7th on the City Plaza stage. WUNC Music will be live streaming their set that night on WUNCmusic.org, on the WUNC iPhone app, and on your smart speaker. Laying you down tonight. I've only been here for 6 years, but the city is in me. I can feel it when I walk or when I whisper something. And every time I spit, I drive you to your death. The nation, like I got a lisp or something. And if your gums get to bumping, them boys hit the button for room service to come give you the toast. Dirty Durham. That's the song Welcome to Durham, one of the signature songs from the band Little Brother. But hey, that's not what this episode is about. Do you remember what Fonte said at the top of the show?
I'm a Jodeci stan. I stand for Jodeci every day. I'm a Jodeci fanboy. I'm all things Jodeci. That's just what it is.
So as great as Little Brother may be, in this episode of Songs We Love, we too stand for Jodeci. And that's how we're going to close it out. This This episode of WUNC Music's Songs We Love podcast is part of our Come Here NC series. We're producing it in collaboration with the North Carolina Arts Council as a part of their Come Here NC celebration. You can find more episodes of this podcast at WUNCmusic.org, on iTunes, NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Eric Hodge. Next time on the Songs We Love podcast, we give a deep listen to the song Chapel Hill Boogie by John D. Holman.
Chapel Hill is on the ball. When you go to Chapel Hill, you get a drink of alcohol. Do the boogie.
I mean, he's talking about coming over to Chapel Hill and going up to Tin Top and getting in fights and all that kind of stuff, which was something he apparently did from time to time. But beyond that, just the style is very much of this area, and it's different than what you would hear in the Mississippi Hill Country or other places that this, you know, similar blues styles are enjoyed.
That's Greg Bell. He's the director of the Festival for the Eno, where John D. Holman has played each 4th of July for the last 40 years. Greg's our guest next time on the podcast. We're exploring North Carolina one song at a time with the Come Here NC series on the Songs We Love podcast. New episodes are out every weekend at WUNCmusic.org, on NPR One, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're the champion, boogie, the boogie, woogie all night long.